the soft and gentle touch of an older man. I'm certainly no young buck, who simply fucks with his hormones, and then snores, happy with his conquest. Oh no, no. My cock begins to realize, too, that you don't yet know what's gonna happen. And it silently growls one more time, slowly filling out, my balls lazily hanging as they begin to make a fresh recipe. "Hey there," I whisper. "Wanna play a game?" You prop yourself up on an elbow, eyes curious, hair now tousled and smeared across your face, your breast hanging and curvy, that gorgeous smooth flesh just aching to be gently bitten. "Are we not done?" you inquire softly. "We are most certainly not done yet, no." I wonder if your pussy is tightening in delight, wondering if this time you might get to feel me inside you. I hope so much that this is the case, as you will most definitely get to experience that. I twist and smile, eyes twinkling, as I scoop my hands beneath you, laying you gently on your back, arranging your knees up as I position myself between them, letting your legs and ankles hook around my hips, pressing me against you, cock resting upon me, still dribbling under the skin above your wonderfully swollen little mouth. Red now, as I shift and reach for your hand, mischievously forcing them above your head. These stay here until you can't resist any longer, I whisper. My weight shifts again, my cock sliding up your belly, your thighs and ankles imploring me to invade you as they clench, toes pointing, your hips swinging upwards, your pussy dragging and rubbing against me as you show me how desperately you want to feel me. An animal moan of pure desire escapes as you tilt your head to the side, eyes lazily closing as you give me full permission, and I can sense you wanting to merely anticipate the sensations you know will come, trusting and willing, able and resigned. "You little fucking minx," I whisper, burying my face into your hair, hungrily searching for your ear as I wetly tease your earlobe, sucking sharply, drawing blood to the surface as your body twitches again, an unfamiliar sensation, but warmly embracing it, knowing this is just one more thing to add to the mix, as you feel me plant more kisses down your taut neck, across your collarbone. But this time, my hungers were stronger, teeth deliberately nibbling, a strength and a power of expression, lustful now, not caring to be quite so gentle. I can feel you understand that this is going to be more raw, more animal, more instinct, more chaotic, and you search inside as you half remember distant echoes of when we were just animals, and embrace your inner woman, wanting me to make you feel like one. A man needing to be a man just this time, growling and forceful. As my mouth opens wide and clamps down on your breast, my nails graze hard down from your shoulders, ribs, and squeezes hard against your hips. My cock now nestled right where it needs to be, as I take as much of your breast into my mouth, sucking hard. tongue pressing that big nipple harder, and my teeth slowly but inexorably biting down as I feel you take a sharp intake of breath, as the pressure builds, pausing, as I can feel you tense, hands clenching above your head, but trusting me. And I relax, placing a palm and rubbing out the teeth marks, pressing harder as your short, sharp breaths tell me you liked the new little shooting sparks of pain running round your pelvis and your belly as your deep feeling of inquisitive fire begins to swirl again. I rub my stubble into your skin as I bite you again, your other breast feeling me know what is too much, making sure that I don't cross the line, just wanting to coax a desperate desire to be completely fucked. And you let loose a sharp moan of, "Fuck!" Ah. As those teeth let loose a flood of adrenaline, as you know not what I'm gonna do next, but understanding that you need me to do it. I rove down once more past your little belly button as I fight the yearning in your locked legs to let me loose, as I lick your pussy again, soaking again. I adore wet women. It's such an unfakeable appreciation of two people touching core to core. I just wanted to taste you again. Chemicals and pheromones igniting the senses. Sweet now, unique, and telling a story of how you want me, desire me, need me. I delicately curl two fingers inside you, hot, tight and swollen, opening my fingers wide to stroke the inside walls of you as I press deeper, questing, searching, looking for that little ruffled patch of secrets known only by its difference in texture. Sometimes the size of a quarter, sometimes the size of a fingerprint. I brush past it and feel you tremble and quiver. I return to that place, slowly circling softly with pressing fingertips, harder and harder as you squirm and gasp at the new flood of sensations with every movement, the intensity strange and new, electric, but softer, powerful, but restrained, ticklish, but connecting deeply. Now I have found you. And I'm gonna torture you. Fuck. What? What is that? What are you doing? You beg. I can feel your hips bucking out of control once again, reacting to an unfamiliar feeling, but desperate to experience and embrace what I'm doing to you. Trust is implicit and bound to each other. Oh, holy fucking shit. You're a G-spot girl. Ah. And yet you've never known that. I slow and soften my stroking, gently sliding my fingers back and forth in your tightening, trembling pussy as you struggle to compute the new sensations that I've just given you. "It's okay," I say. "That's your G-spot. Never forget that." Holy shit, it feels so strange, like orgasm without orgasm making you fall over the edge. "I'm glad you found it," I whisper as I shuffle and find a position perched on the bed linen, squatting legs wide as I reach under your hips, your legs wide, your hands still. still obediently above your head as your brain just fizzes and I drag you to me as your legs lock around me tightly. I think you're going to enjoy this. Now will you fuck me, you gasp.
Please.
The things I've shown you, taken you through, given you a taste of on this night, and now you want to feel me finish the dance? Really? You want me? You want me to be the man that I am? That I feel? Really? So be it. I reach between my legs and grasp my cock, placing myself tentatively, and then slip just inside you, just the tip, as I hook my arms underneath your knees and change your angle another time, relaxing and feeling you respond, gripping around me tightly, trying to force me into you, but I resist. Just for a moment. This is gonna have to be gentle. I edge infinitely slowly, but firmly, sliding into you. Feeling your tight, red raw lips straining, your hips tensing, as your hands clench tightly into little fists, your mouth wide and disbelieving, a guttural noise loose from your throat as you feel me press forward more, sliding smoothly further inside you, feeling you want me, travelling deeper still until you can't take any more, but still I am not there yet. Sliding and pressing, pressing, pressing. As you arch your back, as I reach my limit, shaft deep. I've never been stiffer. The hunger locking your legs with muscles screaming as you feel yet another sensation that's new and dangerous. Filling you utterly, dismantling you as you don't feel pain, just a fulfillment. A strange, swollen touching of everything inside, pinning you, owning you, pressing against flesh you'd never known existed. A weird pressure, the likes of which. And then I hold my thrust, knowing you're getting used to the feeling, needing you to accept it, believe it, desire it, before I slowly edge out of you. You and your pelvic floor gripping me tightly, not wanting me to leave as I leave my tip inside, as you moan mournfully. But I swivel my hips forward, gently again, letting you feel me gently straining your pussy hot and raw, as I return again, choking gasps from you, as you wrap your walls around me, tightening and tender, learning how I move, knowing when to clench, understanding when to soften, knowing when to breathe. Your clenched fists relax as I began to feel confident about edging harder and faster back and forth, knowing now my limits as you fix your hips to the best angle, letting me desire you. As you struggle to contain me, your resistance undone as you slip your hands up my arms, pulling me to you as I shift my hands and slide them under the pillow, your nails now urgent and digging desperately into my back as I slowly build harder and harder, my cock so swollen it rubs back and forth upon your ruffled spot. As you clench as if your life depended upon it, moaning, becoming soft screams, urgent and louder, goading me, and the animal I've become, feeling only you beneath me, clutching me, nails now pressing harder and harder as you bite hard on my shoulder, now feeling a release you never believed, the power of me moving inside you, the clenched, powerful hunger unlocking a door that you feel able to expose yourself to, a blinding, pounding, singing noise touching you at your deepest as you scream into the night, your little spot orchestrating a shaking and quivering, your entire body spasming, your belly on fire, your pelvis slamming into me, trying to destroy me as you fall into a darkness lit with sparks, the sensation of my spurting, making you scream again. So strange as it pulses and pulses, your nails drawing blood as you shriek and bite down again, your core jerking and jerking as you hold on to me for dear life, needing me to witness your complete and utter abandonment in my arms as I cradle you, protect you, feel you shiver and throw your head back as an exhortation to the old gods is ripped from the soul. You fucking fuck. Fuck. Fuck you. Our hearts race and pound, not sure if they won't explode. Pleasure embalming us in a pure moment as we collapse. Sweat, scent, and blood tainting the soft air as the world led us alone in the connection of a lifetime. Just two souls touching, melding, mixing, never to be the same again as we grab our breath and cling, just merely happy to be alive. Slowly, aching, we delight in the senses of skin upon wet skin, reflecting, sated, and glowing. As the soft dawn light bathes our bed, as a new day beckons, we slumbered, then fell into a deep sleep, reverie only disturbed by the notion of never being alone, one moment shared forever. When I finally awoke, as a loud harsh knock on the door came from the housekeeper, you left already, as I croaked aloud, "Please, come back later." And then I saw the scribbled, folded note that you'd left me. I reached over, my muscles aching and tortured, grimacing at the aches and pains you'd inflicted upon me, that you'd made me inflict upon myself, causing me to express aloud in the night. And fuck. Did we express aloud in the night? And I saw 5 words, 5 beautiful words. Never forget, just never forget. I looked down on those words and believed, so be it. Beautiful stranger.